about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, good evening, good evening. I am on. I am adjusting the microphone. I am getting prepped up. Makeup is on. Everything is ready. And we're all set to go. And we are going to have for the first part of the program a guest who has authored a book, The Power of Ritual Prayer. John Mullaney, he is helping to sponsor my program. So we certainly want to give him some ample time and have your participation as well in this very interesting subject. It may be something that doctrinally you may or may not agree with. So we'll hear from you. We'd like to take your calls. You know the number, 1-800-313-9443. To be on the air with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And I think we'll see if we can get him right now on the line and chitty-chat with the young man. John Mullaney, The Power of Ritual Prayer, is the book. Now, what does that mean, ritual prayer? Well, that's the question. We are going to have him answer for me in just a few moments, I hope. All right, we're dialing him up right now before the break and hopefully just say hello before our first break, and then we'll get right into it. All right, do we have him yet, Manny? No? We don't have him yet? You do? You do have him now. Okay, well then let's put him on. Say hello. Hi, John. Hello, John. Okay. He went to grab a piece of paper. All right, I thought you were going to say he went to grab a cup of coffee or something. All right, well, here he is. He's coming. Here we are now. Yes. Hello, John.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
All righty, good. I just did an introduction for you in the book.
So, okay.
So that's wonderful to have you here, and you're helping to sponsor my program and to sell this book, really like a booklet. It's not a huge book. And I just breezed through it very quickly, and the title certainly is an eye catcher, and I thought it was an eye catcher, and it's certainly a subject that is legitimate. It's not done for sensationalism. It's the power of ritual prayer, and you want to tell us obviously about yourself and your background and why you wrote the book and what is ritual prayer. But you know what? We're up against the break, John. So let me start the break first, so I won't have to interrupt you.
Okay.
And when we come back, you'll have plenty of time to talk with us. And we'll invite callers, too,
okay,
if they dare call in and ask some good questions. All right.
All right.
We'll be back
with
you, John Mullaney. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which, of course, as you know, is republicbroadcasting.org on the web. So dial us up, tune us in, and call us on the air, 800-313-9443. He'll be with us for just a bit, and we'll see how many responses we get, because this is a fascinating subject, as you know. All right, we'll approach it when we come right back. With him, John Mullaney, The Power of Ritual Prayer, with Radio Avenger Rick Adams, in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back now to begin with John Mullaney. And John, the power of ritual prayer. Now, when you say ritual prayer, people get some strange ideas, you know, rituals and all of that. They think, you know, black magic. They think of demons. They think of all these things. And I know what you mean, but why don't you tell us exactly what you mean by ritual prayer?
Okay, Rick, before I start, I'd like to say a prayer before I start
the
show.
That's the way to go, yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, ask your blessings and protection.
Amen.
Send your Holy Spirit to guide Rick, myself, that one may say, may it be enlightening and helpful, and fruit may come of it. I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Rick. Ritual prayer. It's, you know, they say about witchcraft and black magic. It is related to that. It's, I'm doing the same thing what they're doing was, and it's in scripture too. It's not something that's just made up. It's powerful stuff. I'm doing one right now. It's not something to play with. When you do a ritual, you have to, the more precise you do it. If you do it right, it's powerful. And if you do it wrong, you can bring bad consequences on yourself and a lot of other people. It's witchcraft and black magic. They do it. They there's, you go to a bookstore, there's shelves and shelves of this stuff out there. People, mm-hmm. I don't know if they realize it, how prevalent it is anymore.
Well,
it's just, it's incredible.
And growing by the minute, yeah.
I'm sorry?
And growing by the minute.
Okay.
Now, but before we even get into much of the ritual and what you mean by that, why, let me ask you first of all, how did you become motivated to write this particular book? What was the reason that you were doing this? What was it you were trying to accomplish?
Well, this book, initially, I wasn't going to write a book. I just thought I would maybe put up a website and talk about it. But it just, in a short matter of time, it just poured into me. It was like the Holy Spirit just led me to this and that. And in no time at all, there was like a book there. It happened so fast. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, it was like a work of God. I tell you, it was unbelievable how quickly it happened. I initially wasn't going to write the book.
This is not your first book.
No, it's not my first book. My first book, it took me a long time to write. But this book was done like it just happened, just like that.
Hmm. You wrote what was it? Trauma and Spirit.
Trauma and the Spirit. Yeah, it's about mm-hmm. emotions and trauma. What trauma does to a soul and to a person's psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And depression and panic attacks and all that.
Mm-hmm. So are you speaking now from like a personal experience?
Yes, just that also too.
Yeah. You know. So you were basically writing about what you had experienced yourself, huh?
Yes, and actually, all that experience too was the result of black magic and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Little did I know then, though.
You know what? What's your background, first of all, personally, religiously? Tell us a little bit about
that. Well, my background, I'm a Catholic, Irish Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and
yep.
I guess I'm just, you know, an ordinary guy. I got a couple of years and spent a couple of years in the service, and came out and went to college for a couple of years, and do a lot of home construction work and working on a house right now, an old farm up in Vermont, and I was a certified massage therapist. So that's about my. Then I wrote that the other book too.
What was it that in your life that made you write about trauma and panic and so forth? Trauma and Spirit, so to speak.
Yeah, actually, it's very enlightening. People, you know, that's a big problem today, too.
Yes.
I see it all the time, and like people talking about panic attacks and depression
mm-hmm.
and all that, and
yeah,
it's becoming quite prevalent.
It is.
And it's amazing that the solutions to them are relatively easy. Like say for panic attacks, people they're an awful thing, panic attacks, if anybody ever experienced one.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to a panic attack is complete, and you do not move.
Yes.
I don't know how much of the listening audience ever experienced one, but
mm-hmm.
the key is very simple to overcome it.
And it's also pretty simple to bring it on, I think, too, for some.
Well, it comes out of nowhere. It can hit you anywhere.
Well, you can, you know, I went through that phase in my life years ago, and I was, you know, much younger. And I know that even today I can bring upon myself certain psychological fears and things that would make me totally immobile.
Yeah.
I would freeze.
Yeah.
And, you know, like walking across the street in the middle of the street or something or what have you, not being able to move, feeling
yeah.
like rubber. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have experienced that.
Yeah, they can be terribly debilitating. I mean, people won't even...
Yeah. Yeah,
go out of their house.
Sure, sure. And that you overcame that yourself.
Yes, you know, without no help from anybody. Back then, they were talking like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was these problems were unheard of, basically. They were never addressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember soldiers, guys coming out of NAM and stuff.
Yeah,
one time
right.
I seen a guy was with him. He was having these attacks, and these issues weren't addressed until just the past 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And with the Gulf War now, too, of course, that has been multiplied, amplified, and magnified to the point where there are so many psychological scars and emotional scars that are facing people that they're not getting the help, many of them, that they need. And the kind of help that needs to be given them, they're not receiving.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, because a lot of this is just so totally preventable.
Oh, yes.
Unnecessary.
Yes. I mean, that can be, well, you know, I was, you know, I had extreme. It was like extreme, you know. It was It was incredible. I was cutting my, burning, putting cigarettes out of my arm and stuff. The emotion was that bad. And You hear it, that's quite common, actually. You hear it, other people, they cut themselves, and that's an emotional extreme there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
just another one of the symptoms.
Now, what was it that that made you overcome all of this?
Meditation, basically.
Now, were you meditating on the scripture? Were you meditating particularly
No, not on scripture. Religion's got nothing to do with that. Actually, when anybody with any kind of those emotional problems, you want to get as far away from religion as you can. it's really true. It's a hard thing to understand. It's hard to believe that.
I understand it, though.
It's, you know, because actually the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to guide you.
Right.
And you have to get in touch with the Holy Spirit. So, and the Holy Spirit is, I would say he's non-denominational, the Holy Spirit. He's within you, and you have to get in touch with the Holy Spirit within
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key to getting, what emotion does, trauma, what trauma does is separate oneself from one's feeling. It splits the person, basically. They're out of touch with themselves. So they need to get them back in touch with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really needs to happen.
Yep, yeah. And you went through all of this yourself, so.
Yeah.
And you did create the website, did you?
Yeah, I did, but I'm not keeping it up.
You're not keeping up with it, right?
I'm so busy, and I seem to have no response on the book. I can't believe it, but you know.
Well, now I want to get into the book itself, because, like I say, the title certainly doesn't tell you all, The Power of Ritual Prayer. And you were just going to tell us specifically what is a ritual, the definition that you have used in the book here about what indeed is a ritual prayer. Now, you mentioned, you know, of course, ritual is a ceremony, for instance, ceremonial prayer and that type of thing.
Right.
There are different kinds of ceremonial prayers. And what the question would be then, how is it constructed as you have outlined it in the book? Ritual prayer.
A ritual is something done with an intent. It could be something like there's so many rituals in our lives and stuff. It's let's say you could do anything. You light a candle and you say you make an intent.
Yeah.
That's a ritual right there in that basic sense.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the very, you know, as succinct as I can make it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do something with an intent, and that becomes like a ritual.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the question is why?
Why?
Why do you need it?
Well, why is, see, evil does, you know, bad people to these, mm-hmm. evil powers, they do it with an evil intent to do harm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all these there's rituals in the Bohemian Grove and all these people that have been controlling this through rituals, controlling the people in the Western civilization through it.
So if they're doing it, why don't we do it?
Well, that's exactly it. That's
only
I don't know what else we're going to do to stop this.
I got you. All right, that's a very interesting proposition. I'd like to get some feedback on that. And we will continue with our guest, and that is John Mullaney, and the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer. Got a question or a comment? Maybe, you know, he'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you, too. And we'll do that when we come back. 800-313-9443.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're having some interesting discussions off air as well, and here we are with our guest John Mullaney, and we'll take some calls at 1-800-313-9443, and there are a lot of questions that I guess come up just from reading your book, John. But you're just describing to us, you know, you mentioned Bohemian Grove, and you mentioned that group and secret societies and the kinds of rituals that they perform, and as you use the word ritual, it's obviously not a negative word or a bad word. Depends on the context.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And
when you say ritual, it does have a negative. People naturally assume it with a negative thing.
Oh, rituals. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Because of the way we've been conditioned.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, the, from Hollywood conditioning to, you know, books and the mass media and and the way we think of cults and religion
right.
and so forth.
That's exactly true.
Right, right. But now you've never been in any official theological position. You've never been in the priesthood or anything. You're basically a Catholic layman, right?
Yeah, I'm just a regular guy.
Right, and you decided that the time had come to put your thoughts to paper, and you did it rather quickly, you said. It was a very easy thing to do, huh?
Yeah, this book was meant to be done.
Now, but you say that the book now is, the publisher, you published it yourself, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And with your own funds, and you don't think that it's catching on? You just started advertising it.
Well, no. This book, I think, is doing well. The first one I was mentioned about.
Oh, okay. I got you. You're talking primarily about trauma.
Yeah.
The trauma and the spirit and so forth. All right. Okay. Let me take a call. We've got Henry here in Connecticut wants to talk. Hello, Henry. You're on the program with John.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. Let me ask you, you mentioned Bohemian Grove. What specifically, let's say, do you know about Bohemian Grove? Because I hear, you know, this thing with Alex Jones that he went there. I never saw the video, but he claims he went there, and they had some actual synthetic, or should I say a artificial type enactment of some kind of sacrifice or something with an owl, but it wasn't actual. And what I'm also wondering, too, that's kind of strange, too, because with these people, why didn't they actually do the real thing as opposed to, an act?
Oh, you can be sure that the evil that's going on today, you can be sure they're doing the real thing.
Well, why didn't they do
it? If they're doing it to Bohemian Grove, I bet you any more, once it's out in the air now, they're going to cut it off, you know. They won't be doing it there no more because of the publicity. They'll just go to another place and do it. But
well,
you can be sure the
places,
evil that's
though.
Coming out that they're doing, it's live sacrifice. They're probably sacrificing children and stuff, I would assume, the evil that's happening.
Yeah, but it was an act. In other words, why didn't they do the real thing when he was there? I don't understand.
And that's what I mean. They're catching on to it. You know, it's just like a... It's still going on, you know. It's still going as you know as strong as ever. This ritual.
What do you
stuff.
Personally know, Henry, about Bohemian, the Bohemian Grove, and what are your thoughts about it?
Well, see, I wish I had saw Alex's. I had my computer up.
Well, you don't have to go to Alex's own video. There are many, writings, and I know you don't.
Oh,
have
there is. I didn't know
internet.
That. No, I thought it was mainly Alex.
I mean he popularized the. The investigations of it.
You're saying there's a book? Right, so name some books. There's books on it before
no,
Alex
No, I mean,
Jones
see, you don't have access to the net, right? Right now, you've been basically listening through different ways, but you don't get on the net and investigate or Google a search or Wikipedia or anything
like that.
Well,
I can sometimes when I go to the library.
Right. So that's what you should do on your own and not just rely on one particular video.
Oh, no, that's true, but I know his is pretty, even on the web, his is most widely
spoken about. So you're basically asking John what he knows about Bohemian Grove that maybe
might have some inside information.
I don't know. John, do you have any personal knowledge from people that have been there?
Like firsthand, I knew about this stuff. I heard about it years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was before I knew anything about the occult, you know. And then when I actually got inadvertently into it. Then I said, that's exactly what they're doing, you know, because you can see, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
You know that thing with Mel Gibson?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
The movie?
Mel Gibson, the latest
Passion
one.
Of the Christ?
How he said something against the Jews.
Yeah.
About the Passion.
Yeah.
And did you see that bizarre incident that happened out in Los Angeles after that?
Right.
Oh, he said the Jews that the Jews
wars.
Were responsible for the wars, which is really true.
And, you know, it was about that. But what happened, you know, you can be sure that when he took that on, when he was taking a moment ahead of that thing, you can be sure that something was done.
Stay on the line. Henry, stay with us because we got more to go, and we invite other callers to jump aboard. 1-800-313-9443. The book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, with my guest, John Mullaney. Questions and comments are welcome. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All righty. Here we are back now again, and Henry is still there. Hi, Henry. You're still with us, right?
Yes.
And you just brought up the Bohemian Grove, and your response, John, please continue in, you know, what you were saying, how you had heard about Bohemian Grove many years before and what you had learned.
Oh, this is years ago. I know about the Bohemian Grove.
Well, they've been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But ages and ages.
Well, wasn't it, I'm not sure. I know they had some big decisions that were made down there that affected the whole country and stuff, if I'm not mistaken. No.
Yep.
And it was done there. I mean,
yeah. So your knowledge of it is based on what you have personally observed over the years? You've met people who told you about it? Did you meet people on the inside of Bohemian Grove?
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was there.
I mean, did you really encounter anybody, or was it just that you had read about it, heard about it, and heard others talk about it?
Well, you know, did I encounter them? not personal meetings,
okay.
No.
All right. It's tough to find people who are willing to talk, obviously.
Yeah.
There are ex Bohemian Grove people, ex-Illuminati. You know, we've had some on the program, on the show.
Yeah,
Henry knows that.
How did Alex Jones get in there now?
Well, let's see. You have to ask him that. Don't ask me. But
to him either. He's still walking.
Yeah. In any event, what you got to do is look at not just them, the Bohemian Grove, but they're not just the be all end all. There are many.
Oh, that's
many
just one.
That's right.
One spot. That's all. Of a much bigger.
Now here's the question, Henry. You have a question before I get back to him myself. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, just before you do, about his book, when you're talking about the ritual prayer, do you mean like the intent and visualization when someone's saying a prayer? And is this a book to teach somebody like how to implement that or just about it in general?
Well, you know, intent is the whole, you know, it's all about intent. That's your...
right, and focus.
That's the key to any ritual and stuff. It's the intent. That's the whole thing right there. I said, what's your intent?
All right, let me ask this about the Catholic Church. Is it true since you were you're a priest? Is that correct?
No, not
a priest. He's
not a priest.
No,
he's
okay,
just a layman.
All right, but you're a member of the Catholic Church at all?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's the faith. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything? I've had this rumor, a theory that a lot of the ancient history and stuff has been stored in a vault underneath the Vatican. I mean, even stuff from the ancient Roman Empire and on
that was
kidnapped from ancient Europe and stored in some underground vault in Rome.
I'm sure there's lots of stuff.
Yeah, because I was told that they have a lot of old papers and stuff that could almost brittle. Yeah, okay, so obviously...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Is that possible? Yeah, because obviously that's one place they're storing stuff, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I'd love it. You know, it'd be great to get down there.
Yeah, well, I heard you can go there, but I don't know... They will let people in, but I don't know to what extent, you know, how far. Anyway, all right, Ricky, you said you were going to ask him something.
Well, what I'd like to ask, basically, is based on the book that he has written, it's not a very long book, you do mention elements in the book, water, fire, air, and earth, and you might want to tell us why you mentioned the elements. What is it about the elements that's important to the ritual of prayer?
Well, you know, when you, the elements is...
Mm-hmm.
When you do ritual prayer, we're just talking about prayer, you know, basically what I'm talking about.
Right.
But when you talk when black magic or witchcraft and all that and these other people when they do rituals, they use the elements. They bring in fire and water. Of course, that's common. And like even in like any mass, or you have the candles and you have the water.
Yeah,
right. Incense.
I mean, that's a very
He knows what he's talking about.
Now, let me ask you this, Henry, because you have studied in this area pretty well, haven't you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? You're intrigued by this, and I've never really been able to get into your psyche, your mind,
right,
to find out exactly where you have been with it. But do you look at this in a particular way? What's your perspective on what we've said so far? What he has said, I should say, not me, but what the author, John, has said.
Yeah.
What
are
your thoughts?
Okay, well, what John said right now, what he's talking about, the elements,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. He knows he knows what he's talking about. But I will tell you something, though. They're neutral. They're not, see, none of those beings he's talking about are really aligned with Lucifer or mm-hmm. Loki, or, you know, he has different names, Loki in the Norse tradition, uh-huh. Lucifer. They're like, there is a, like an entity that controls the, well, actually there's fire spirits too, but there's an entity that controls fire, there's an entity that controls air, element of air, and water, and he's right, both the good, the practitioners of the light and of the dark, do kind of use, the elements, although I think more the evil ones are what you call the left-hand path. Okay, those are the ones like the Bohemian Grove or the mm-hmm. Satanists, per se. Mm-hmm. They probably more, they may use elements also, but they're more going to just go directly to Lucifer and some of those other beings that are underneath the, Lucifer or Loki hierarchy, mm-hmm. which is not many, by the way, because I actually saw some books that had those things. There's a guy I know who researched this stuff.
Mm.
And there's, you have a, in your Bible, is a guy mentioned Solomon. And he's mm-hmm. a Jewish person, a king or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he actually has some, there actually are some original, this is true, this is for real, there are actually are some books known as grimoires, but you can call them grimoires, but that actually have the original seals of the good and bad, of light and dark, of... Mm-hmm. Entities that Solomon used, and some of them are what you would call angels, and others, there's others that are now, and the planetary ones, the circular ones, but there's also others in other books, something called the Lajamentaton. I think I can't pronounce it, but
yeah.
I think, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
right? But you got to get the original one, because see, the problem
right.
is, like he's talking about, there's so many books out there.
Yeah.
Let me tell both of you this.
Yeah.
I do know from talking to the person I talk with, and he was attacked by these people, I mean, of the dark, in other words, that's why he had to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the people, let's say, who are either neutral or just want to help themselves, like help their life, but not necessarily interested in doing evil. They don't want them having this knowledge.
Oh,
they don't.
I know.
Evelyn Paglini, and I'm sure you may know who she is, out in Sherman Oaks, California. And the person who I'm talking to is a friend of mine, is a guy who is affiliated with an organization called Brotherhood of Northern Light, or botanal.com. Actually, now it's sona.com, S-O-N-A.com. But he knows, and I know too, that's why when you see that they don't want people to really have this knowledge.
It's dangerous.
Well, no, I'm talking about the satanic people. The satanic people don't want you to have it.
Well, yeah, well, that's true. I mean, it's...
Because, first of all, you can fight anything they do to you.
Well, that's another thing, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is that if it's something with money or something, they don't want... not always money, it could be... I don't know what to say, but if you have this power, you can fight them. The other thing I was going to say is this, is that they also put out deliberately, like, for instance, I'll give an example, since I mentioned a Lajamentaton, Lajamentaton, anyway, spin out something like that. There's another book, original book by Cornelius Agrippa, Agrippa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now, there's two versions of that. This guy I know went to Europe. The one in England has been changed many, many times in their National Archives Library. The one in France has not. That's in the original French. And that's an example. They deliberately, like even some of the books in the stores that you're talking about, those are probably more crap because they change them around. They water it down, like Llewellyn publisher and sort of light thing. They do deliberately do this so that the people don't get the real, true power.
Yeah.
Or they hurt themselves or whatever, so that they could be controlled. Because if you actually have this, I haven't practiced it right in a long time or anything like that for a while, okay? Not to the extent anyway with like Solomon or anything like that. There is a course that you can get from that. But if you do, though, or have this knowledge, even slightly, you can stand up even to them. So that would mean people like Bush and the Skull and Bones. That would mean all these people who either want to make your life hell or even make it extremely difficult for you to make money or whatever by putting some kind of spell on you or anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
They can't control you. And it's true, and yet you don't have to bind with Lucifer. See, that's another thing, too. Mm. They want to try to fix it so that they can keep the knowledge themselves and also see the cat's out of the bag so that they can get everybody to take their side. And see, there's so much of this stuff out there now, all over the web with teenagers and everything else now, except some of it's not very thorough or complete or accurate. And if you go to some real good sources, and it's not many, you can. This way you can't take their side. So you can't take their side of the world. I heard one of them on Art Bell. I won't go on and on. But there was one guy on Art Bell, I think his website was uno.com or UNNO something. He was a professed Satanist.
Okay.
You might know,
Yeah.
And some people are bawling him out then. All right, but I'll shut up. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to move along. I just found this interesting, this discussion, and I'm glad you called. But for sake of time, we will terminate it here. But
yeah, I was going to say too.
You've given
a lot of
us
magic
a little
to
think about, Henry.
There's a lot of magic in the Bible, also with the Psalms too, which was also widely known.
Yep. Well, you have to know your magic. You know, you have to know your real from your counterfeit. And you have to know black magic from white magic, as
that's
they say.
That's true.
All right. Thank you, Henry.
Okay.
Very
Take
good.
Care.
And let's move along. We have Mary in Georgia, I believe, on the line. Hello, Mary.
Hello?
Hi, Mary. You're on the air with my guest, John Mulaney.
Okay. Well, I hope y'all are doing well tonight. I want to return back to the fact of what is ritual prayer.
Yes.
I would like to give you guest a scenario of my life when I was working, and see if that's what he is referring to so that I can understand what he means by
All
ritual
right.
prayer.
All right, ahead, yes.
Okay. When I was working, of course, I was talking to the Lord all during the day, but you got your distractions and all this activity going around you, you know. But every night after I got all the kids put to bed and my husband tucked in, I would go into the bathroom and close the door and have my private time with no interruptions and no activity, just to talk to the Lord before I went to bed. And I'm wondering if that's what he means by ritual prayer.
Well, you know, that is. It really is. The only thing that's missed in there is really is you're doing it as more of a habit. You don't have, you're not going in there with a, like a, let's say I'm going to go into the bathroom for one
week. No. Let me correct you. It was not a habit. It was the only time that I had to be alone with the Lord.
No, I understand that. I don't mean a habit in the sense of, like, I understand. I know what you mean.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make a difference about what ritual prayer would be.
Okay.
Ritual prayer would be with the intent. I'm going to go in there with the intent into the bathroom as my sacred place, and say these prayers with an intent, with this intent, for a special thing, whatever it might be. Now, if you were to do that, then that would be ritual prayer. But you would have to have an outline. You would say, I'm going to go in there for 7 days, and I'm going to say these prayers with this intent, or 14 days, or 3 days, or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in doing that with the intent, and you would have your ritual then, your ritual prayer.
Well, see, I only went in there because, like I said, it was the only time that I had to be alone.
Yeah, I understand that. I appreciate that.
It was not because I felt like I was supposed to do that every night.
Right, no, you want to be with the Lord. I understand that
because
completely.
Because I wanted to be with the Lord, right?
Yeah. I understand that completely. Yeah.
Is that what you mean by ritual prayer?
No, no.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, explain to me again.
Okay. Ritual prayer. Let's say you have a special intention. You have a special need or something.
Right.
Or whatever it might be. For this need to be met, you want to say, I'm going to make a covenant with God. That's what it is. That I'm going to do this for 7 days. I'm going to say all these prayers at a certain time, at a certain place, in a certain way. That's a ritual. Like, that's
That's right, to get a certain need.
Yeah, at a certain, it's all done in the exact, the more precise this is all done, the more powerful it is. Let's say you want to, you will do it for 7 days, so I will go in the bathroom. It'd be better if you go in there 3 times a day and do it instead of 1 time, but 1 time's fine too.
And would that be the same thing as like fasting for 7 days?
Would it be the same thing as, I'm sorry?
Fasting.
Same thing as fasting.
Well, fasting would be an excellent way of doing it too. I mean, that would make it even much mm-hmm. more effective.
Oh, I understand you then now, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be much more effective.
You.
If you're fasting, that makes it much, much more effective.
You can really
accomplish, you know, get some requests mm-hmm. Granted by doing that.
Well, I was trying to figure out where you were coming from, but...
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's helped clear it up for you, Mary.
It sure did.
Good. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate
that.
Thank
you.
Yes, anytime. You also deal on the page of the Freemasons and Freemasonry in your book, and you mentioned the Templars, for instance.
Yeah.
These various secret societies and where they... seem to get their power from, and how the design of the District of Criminals, for example, was done with their hands, you know? You mentioned the Temple of Solomon in the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
King Solomon was one of the kings of ancient Israel, as
Nine.
We know. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. Get a quick question or comment. We'll take it right now for our guest, John Mullaney, the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. To round out the hour with my guest, John Mullaney, we do have Rita in Texas right now. Hello, Rita.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, Rita, good. You got a question or comment
for
John?
Well, I've got a comment. You know, I'm a Reformed atheist, and one of the things that I find is most powerful is prayer. And I firmly believe that even if you don't believe in God and you pray to God, that God will answer your prayer. I would recommend some reading material to some of your listeners.
Sure.
There's a book that is called Deliverance from Evil Spirits, written by Father McNutt. There's another book that is called Satan's Underground. It goes into satanic ritual abuse, written by Johanna Michelson. Mm-hmm. On the internet, on Google Video, if you Google in satanic symbols, you will have a 2.5 presentation of a former high priest of Satan. I would never recommend anybody to start reading anything in the satanic. It will open up a very evil Pandora's box, and there are many people that are praying. And I can now understand why in Europe, when Europe was very, very Christian, mm-hmm. they would round up people who were Satanists and witches, and they would kill them. And that may come to pass here, even here in the United States, mm-hmm. before it's all over with. There mm-hmm. really is a demonic entity, but I do believe
yes.
that Jesus Christ, who I believe is God, that name has a lot of power. And that demons, even using the name of Jesus Christ, you can even cast out demons. And people that have internet access, if they will, look up demonic exorcisms, you can actually see and witness individuals that, like for example in Russia, that are possessed by devils. I personally stay away. I have a very simple formula. I stay away from any person, place, thing, situation, or behavior that is abusive. And I believe that the devil works with fear, nakedness, and violence. And there's a lot of Satanism that's coming over on that television. Mm-hmm. And our country is suffering from mass demonic possession. And it's going to take prayer and faith and action that's going to do this.
Yes.
There really are demons.
There are demons indeed.
Exactly. And
very powerful forces, fallen angels. We have, I think, we can sense them at times. Actually, encounter some of them without seeing them.
Yeah. Another thing too is the language from hell. I mm-hmm. call it potty language. I stay away from anybody who uses potty language. It's the language of hell. If it goes in the ears, it'll go through your soul, and it'll come right out your mouth. So I really have to, watch my eyes and my ears, and I stay away from this. And there really are situations, for example, I didn't realize, but I came across an individual that told me of experiencing shape-shifting, where an individual will look like like a regular person. And I don't know if you ever saw the film Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, where the face changes.
Yes.
But I've experienced people who have witnessed this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the man's book is all about, but I am familiar with the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has a lot of ritual prayers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to deal with sacramentals and holy water and things like that.
Right.
The study all in itself is very, very interesting.
Yes.
But I've been able. I mean, there's a lot of satanic symbols that are going around, and Google Video.
Rita.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. We're up against the clock.
Okay.
I appreciate your comments, though, and the list of books that you mentioned.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
For that.
You.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And if you want, I'd just like to wrap things up maybe in, if we can't do it now, in 5 minutes after the 1 minute break, if that's all right, John. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay with you. But let me just ask you now if you can at least tell us, what's the best way for people to investigate your book for themselves?
To investigate?
Yeah, to read it.
To
get into it. How would they? What would be the easiest way to buy it, really?
Well, it's right on the website, RBN.
Yeah.
And you give it just give a call.
All right. Through us, then, right? You think that's the easiest way?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. They can call and order it, or...
Yeah, you can call and order it, or...
You can click on and order it, too, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Stay with me just a few more minutes, all right?
All right.
Okay, very good. John Mullaney, our guest, The Power of Ritual Prayer, and we will be back in just 60 seconds to continue and conclude, and we'll be back with more talk after that. So you stay with me. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
It's true.